building was to make Athenians proud, to make them accept the empire, to make them accept the price of all the sacrifices which they had paid. The historical, including the mythical sculptures, put Athens' long and proud history on public display for all to see, for anyone who was a citizen of Athens, for anyone who visited the city. The unusual secular scene of the Panathenaea held up a mirror to the Athenians in which they could see themselves reflected. So this was a building whose technical proficiency we must admire, but which also was a building engaged in a constant and continuing conversation with the people who built it. That's one public element of the culture of a polis. Another is drama. In many respects, the great public art at Athens was drama. It was performed in impressive open-air theaters. From the time of Ephialtes and Pericles, citizens at Athens got free tickets. But those are the things the empire paid for. Drama, of course, a running. Tragedy, the great dramatic form. What is tragedy? Well, the word means goat song. That's not very helpful. It suggests that the remote origins of tragedy go back to rather wild celebrations in honor of Dionysus, called by the Romans Bacchus. So if we were to think of a bacchanal, what kind of a party would a bacchanal be? One you hope your teenage kids don't have. That's what it is. So there was some kind of a primitive and rather wild and perhaps rather woolly celebration. By the 6th century BC, this began to be tamed a little bit. Tradition has it that a dramatist and actor named Thespis, now, actors are still Thespians, performed the first dramatic tragedy in Athens around 530 BC. So the classical dramatic form began to lose whatever its origins were in the goat song and become tragedy, drama, as we would more familiarly recognize it. The oldest surviving plays date, dates from about 470 BC. Here is a tragedy about tragedy. We know the names of more than 100 plays. Fewer than 24 survive intact. We know the names of dozens of dramatists. We have plays by 3. Aeschylus, who lives from 525 to 456 BC. Sophocles, who lives from 496 to 406 BC. And Euripides, from 485 to 406 BC. Our losses are enormous. Now for Aristotle, whose book The Poetics is the world's first work of literary criticism, tragedy was a kind of poetry. It was a kind of poetry that was serious, that was written in beautiful language, beautiful, moving, elegant language. And it aroused fear and pity. It aroused fear and pity in a way that was to purify the emotions of the audience. This was the great catharsis, the purification. Tragedy is fundamentally an elegant story of an admirable person struggling nobly against insuperable odds. It is not the ordinary and the accidental. It is not when someone sort of great promise dies in an automobile accident today. Aristotle would say, that's not tragic, it's not even interesting. Everybody's going to die anyway. It is the struggle that ennobles tragedy. That's the key point. Aeschylus, the first of the great dramatists whose works survive for us, wrote in trilogies, as we think other early dramatists did as well. Only one of his trilogies survives. Indeed, only one trilogy survives at all. And this is the Oresteia. Now, the Oresteia, the plays about Orestes, Orestes is a son of Agamemnon. While Agamemnon was off fighting the Trojan War, his wife Clytemnestra took up with another man, partly because her husband, she felt, had abandoned her, partly because her husband had sacrificed their daughter Iphigenia to get favorable winds in order for the Greek fleet to sail to Troy. Well, when Orestes came, when Agamemnon came back from the Trojan Wars, Clytemnestra and her paramour killed him. Orestes was now faced with the task of avenging his father's death. So the three plays become a long meditation on the nature of justice, the nature of divine justice, the nature of human justice. Now, it is cast way in the past, and yet, this play is performed in Athens in 458. 4 years before the Areopagus was stripped of its last powers in Athens. Orestes is finally tried in the third play before the Athenian Areopagus, except there it's a court made up of the gods, you see. But the play is speaking profoundly to contemporary issues, to hot issues. And this is one important reason why this is a public art. It's not only public because it happens in public. It's public.